Our next guest here on Inside Ivy Hoops is a gentleman who covers both Princeton and Penn men's and women's basketball, even though he leans a little bit more towards the orange and black. He's also a contributor to Ivy Hoops Online. Happy to have as our guest on Inside Ivy Hoops, George Clark. How are you, George?
I'm well, thank you. I appreciate the invitation, and it's nice to be with you.
Can you talk about the play of Bella Allery? I mean, she just fills the stat sheet. And I mean, coming from her freshman year, sophomore year, she's, to me, watching, she looks like she's playing like a veteran out there.
Well, there's no question that she plays that way. She's a very tall girl, very slender girl. And she's going to fill out and get, I think, quite a bit stronger. She has obviously good genes. Her father played at Duke and then had a nice pro career, Mark Allery. Because of her size and because of her mobility, she can play as if she were 5'8 at times, and she's really about 6'2 or 6'3. Great rebounder, very instinctive player. A lot of speed. She can move a lot faster than she looks like she's moving. And in the Princeton tradition, she's very unselfish. She doesn't really look to create for herself. Everything kind of flows. The game comes to her, and she's ready when it does. But she's one of the best passers for a girl her size. I just think she's an impressive. She's going to be an all-Ivy player for 3 more years.
And she's a matchup nightmare for her opponents, that's for sure.
She's got some help on this ball club. Leslie Robinson is a really tough kid. She's a senior, and she knows how to pass the basketball as well as anyone. And the backcourt. The backcourt is loaded, and they have a lot of kids who can shoot the three ball.
Jumping over to now Penn side of the women's game, can you talk about their kind of path to where they're at now? You know, I know they had some early losses, you know, to Binghamton early. You know, like you said, they just coming off a big win versus Villanova. You know, what's been the reason for their recent success?
I think it's experience playing together. They have a great program, great coaching staff, very, very positive reinforcement all the time. And these kids are good. Once they learned how to play together, and that's obviously a continuing process, this is a team that's going to get better as they go through the schedule. They're really not going to have a lot of tough games. If you beat Penn in the Ivy League, it's going to be classified as an upset. So they're just going to improve, I think, as they go. And one more game with Princeton at our place, and then they're going to be buckling on the chin straps to get ready for the tournament.
Jill and I were talking beforehand, just coming on the air and mentioning, you know, coming off the Villanova win. And I guess, you know, I was a little surprised the way that first matchup with Princeton went, obviously the 70-55 loss there. But I just always figure Penn's going to be there towards the end and obviously reacclimating to league play. But were you a little surprised how lopsided that score was in that first meeting?
I was very surprised, and I think everyone who fortunately was there, I had a chance to see it. And Princeton got out to a pretty good lead. Penn came back, and it was a one or two possession game inside of 4 minutes. And then all of a sudden, a few turnovers. Our kids were hot. We had Gabriel Rush, I think, was the girl who had not done a lot of scoring prior to this game, hit 3 or 4 threes in the last quarter. So it was just one of those nights.
George Clark joining us here on Inside Ivy Hoops. And looking at the Princeton men, George, and they've obviously coming off the NCAA tournament last year and 9-8 overall so far this year. And Devin Kennedy coming out of the gates, number 3 in the league in scoring. I really love what he brings to the table, George. He's just, you know, we saw him up here last year in Hanover, and he didn't have a huge game. Miles Stevens just went off, and he torched the Big Green. He's another favorite player of mine. But Devin Kennedy just brings that steady edge that you need at the point guard position. And Princeton, even though they had the loss early on this season, I think they're going to be right there in the thick of things for the final two.
Well, we're very, very happy with the way this team is coming together. Mitch Henderson, I'm a huge Mitch Henderson fan, obviously. He's been very successful. And the key to what he has done is the recruiting operation that he has installed. He had a pretty good record when he came in, but in the last 3 years, when his roster has been completely Mitch Henderson products, he has been nothing short of phenomenal. I think he's 30-3 in the Ivy League since 2015-16, 12-2 that year, and 2015-16, and went 12-2, a heartbreaking loss to Harvard, at Harvard in the last week. Yale was 13-1. The only game they lost was to Princeton in Princeton. The following year, of course, 16-0. So you just build a roster that has enabled Princeton, perhaps better than most teams, to get past that injury that always seems to hit a team. Look at Harvard this year. Bryce Aiken is down. No one expected that to happen, and that's not the same team without him, and they really haven't been able to put the pieces together without him. Yale has lost Mekhi Mason and Jordan Bruner. Now, Mason apparently will be back soon. We don't know how effective he's going to be, but obviously that's not the team that James Jones thought he was going to have at the outset of the season. 2 years ago, at the beginning of the year, Hans Brace, who had been an all-Ivy player for Princeton, was hurt a few days before the first game of the season. That was the year Princeton went 12-2. That was Devin Kennedy's first year. So they were able to get past the injury to a key player. Last year, Hans Brace went down again. And in the middle of December, another all-Ivy player, Henry Caruso, was finished for the year. Now, you lose 40% of your starting lineup. And from mid-December to the end of the year, Princeton was 19-1. The only loss they had was, of course, in the NCAA tournament. This is what Mitch Henderson has been able to do. Now, last year, of course, we had the Ivy Player of the Year and two other first-teamers, two of whom graduated, Spencer Weiss and Stephen Cook. Miles Stevens, the guy you're so high on his back, thank goodness. But we knew coming in that losing four seniors and two all-Ivy players, it was going to be difficult for the team to reach the expectations that we had for them. But early on, I think they started 1-6 and then finished the out-of-conference schedule at 7-7 because we had three freshmen who now have adjusted to the pace of the college game, and they're contributing more and more each night.
George, before we... go ahead, sorry.
Well, I just want to emphasize, this is what Mitch Henderson has been able to do. He's got a very deep, talented roster, and I think we're going to be in it again this year.
And as we've stated here on this program, depth so key in this league, especially when you play in those Friday and Saturday nights. George, one final question before we get out of here, just your thoughts on the Penn Quakers on the men's side, and they're coming off a win, a couple of wins against Columbia and Cornell. Penn beating Cornell for the 10th straight time and then taking care of Columbia 77-71. And they got Temple coming up on Saturday and a couple of two non-conference games with the Big Five there before they get back into Ivy play against Brown and Yale at the Palestra. But you look at Penn, Georgia, what's impressive is they can score, they can rebound, and they share the basketball. They averaging over 15 assists a game, and A.J. Broder back. Things I think we knew they were going to turn, but I didn't think it was going to turn this quickly over in Philadelphia. Your thoughts?
Well, number one, their coach is just a tremendous basketball guy. He really is. You guys know what he did at Cornell a few years ago when he had a
nice
very talented
Sweet 16
team.
He went
deep into the NCAA tournament as anybody. So when he got home to Philadelphia, you knew things were going to turn around down here, and they clearly have. In our game, it was interesting to watch because Ryan Bentley had 19 points in the first half. it looked like he made everything he looked at. And when they announced the statistics at halftime, they said Ryan Bentley leads the team with 19. I thought, that's all. It seemed like he had 30. So you knew that we were going to do what we could to take him away from Penn. And we did. Amir Bell held him to one shot in the second half. But Max Rothschild took Miles Stevens out of the game. He and Broder played together probably more against us than they had together in any of the other games Penn has played. And Penn actually scored more points in the second half than they did in the first. We made a run, but that was a game that Penn deserved to win because they have a very deep, very talented roster, and they are playing very well together. It's not surprising. 15 assists is just tremendous to average in any level of basketball.
George Clark, Ivy Hoops online columnist and now friend of the show, friend of the podcast, Inside Ivy Hoops. Appreciate all your insight.
Well, you two are doing a very nice job, and I appreciate very much your bringing some interest to the site. And I understand you're going to have our good friend Brian Earle on, too, in this podcast.
That is correct.
He's coming up next.
Well, be sure to say hello to him from me, who is a big fan of Brian Earle. And there's another young talent who's going to produce great results at Cornell before too many years pass.
And I know the folks in Ithaca looking liking those words right there. Thank you so much, George.
You're very welcome. Thanks very much for having me.
Thanks, George.